سيف الله ذو الفقار.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to 110 Lessons for Life from the teachings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. Today in our discussion, we look at a very interesting and a very important topic for all of us who are living in the world today. And that is about the source of corruption. Without a doubt, when we look around us, very few individuals who live within a family, within a community, within a country, can say that there is no corruption at all whatsoever around them. When we look at it and we look at the challenges that humanity faces all around the world, we sometimes ask ourselves, well, what is the source of corruption? Why do people gravitate towards taking the rights of others, whether it be individuals, whether it be community leaders, whether it be our politicians that we elect to govern and to rule society and to guide us to what is best for our own betterment of this world? Obviously, the sources of corruption are many in the world today, and the ways of deviation and the ways of becoming a morally bankrupt individual are many. Today, in this tradition from the Commander of the Faithful, let us look at two of the things that he says are the sources of corruption. And then we'll come back and review this discussion in this hadith. In the tradition for today, the Commander of the Faithful says the following statement. Indeed, the basis of the occurrence of evils are those base desires which are acted upon, and the orders of God which are innovated. They, those orders which are innovated, are against the Book of Allah. People cooperate with each other about them to perform them, even though it is against the religion of Allah. In this tradition, the Commander of the Faithful lays down some very interesting points that we need to reflect and think about. There are a lot of words that he uses which we obviously have to better understand. Obviously, because our time is limited, I don't want to go into a very in-depth explanation, but just to go over some very important points that we can reflect upon today. The one is that he uses this word fitna, or the source of the word fitna, for the corruption. Now, for those who are acquainted with the Quran and the language that the Quran uses and the language of the traditions, the statements of the Prophet and his infallible family, we'll know that the word fitna comes in a multitude of meanings. It can mean a test, an examination coming to us from Allah. And it could also mean corruption or sedition or problems, for example, within a society. And there is no doubt that most times that these forms of corruption, of sedition, of difficulties in a society, that these are, in many cases, if not all, these are examinations that emanate, and they are there to test us, actually, to become better, stronger individuals and believers. So there is a direct or a correlation between the understanding of an examination, of a test, and of corruption or social challenges within a society, because they really go hand in hand. From here, the Commander of the Faithful gives us two of the reasons why this corruption or examinations happen within a society. And again, as we said, there are many, many reasons at a practical level why we see problems in our world today. Again, within our families, within our communities, even religious-minded communities, and overall the world and the country that we live in. But obviously, we don't want to look at all of them. And so the Commander of the Faithful only shows us two of those realities in this hadith. Look, when we look at the world around us, we have no doubt that differences of opinion will exist in a multitude of areas. We see this in the world in many different professions. Doctors differ on prescriptions, on medication to give. Everybody who has some sort of a profession or trade, they will have some difference of opinion, and they would express their opinion of how they would do things differently were they in charge. So differences are not a problem, so to speak, in and of themselves. But the problem actually exists when we begin to follow our lower base desires. Now, this theme even of the nafs and what it would lead us to and tempt us towards is an entire independent discussion. But to sum it up in a nutshell is we realize that there are times when individuals, when people are not working for what is the best of, for their community, for the society, but they are only becoming egotistical, self-centered, and they're only looking out for their own best interests. What will line their pocket? What will give them the maximum return, even if that means that the rest of society are forced to suffer in poverty or in difficult times? And we see this in many of our governments around the world. You know, whether they are left, whether they're at the right end of the spectrum, the left or the center, whatever spectrum, whatever name they call themselves, liberal, New Democrat, Conservative Party, Green Party, all of these parties, they may have a platform or a mandate of helping society, helping humanity, helping their fellow countrymen and women. But ultimately, many times it is because individuals are running these sorts of governments and their personal desires may get the best of them, that they will perhaps pass legislation. They will use their power to satisfy their own personal desires and wants. And so the Commander of the Faithful says that this is one of the first problems, is when people follow their lower desires. And this may go under the name of many different things, sometimes under the guise of human rights, of freedom, of democracy. We will use these terminologies, and laws will be put into place under these names, but really they are there to satisfy the ego, satisfy personal lusts, power, greed, fame, all of these things. So this, as the Commander of the Faithful says, is the first method or the first way of corruption within society. The second method that corruption appears in society and these tests become more and more apparent is when people begin to innovate within the religion. Basically, when the permissible of God becomes impermissible and when the forbidden is legislated and permitted. And obviously, we know that in our religion of Islam, we have scholars who are at the highest levels of religious scholarship, and they are the only ones entitled to pass judgment, to delve into the Quran, into the Hadith, into the sources, to analyze and extract the rules of Islam. Unfortunately, we live in a time where we have people who, without any qualifications, any background, feel themselves to be religious scholars. They Google a few articles, they watch a few videos on YouTube, for example, and they feel that by donning certain clothing, by being able to speak a few words of Arabic and quote a hadith or a verse of the Quran or some passage or quote a scholar of the past, that they become religious authorities. And many times, we may not see them giving fatwas, giving religious rulings, making the impermissible allowed or forbidding the things which God has made allowed within the religion. But through their actions, through their speech, through subtle words and hints that you can get from their lectures, they may obviously be those who are trying to deviate the masses away from the true teachings of the religion. And this is a fact, this is a reality that we see even in today's day and age. There are obviously many examples that we won't get into, but people who are aware of this reality will know that there are times and people and events in which people will speak in which they begin to twist and contort this religion to bring about deviations and corruptions within it to misguide the masses. And so as we conclude, we see that the Commander of the Faithful is clear in his statement that the source of all corruption in society are these two factors. And as a community of believers, we need to strive and struggle to ensure that we are keeping ourselves aware of the intrigues of the plots that are being hatched all from outside of our community, outside of our religion, and also from very well within our religion. We have to be aware of these to keep away and to be those who are able to discern the right from the wrong and the scholars from the wolves who are within the pack, who are trying to misguide the masses under many different names and titles and methodologies. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.